Let's go. Minute Takes. All right, this is a big NFL weekend. Shall we start with the Panthers at the New Orleans Saints?
Oh.
I'm going to let you start because okay. I only have one thing to say about this game. Go, Victoria.
Okay, so I want them to win this for Wilkes. They should have gotten a win last week, but of course, you know, dropped the ball there.
That would have made this week really mad.
It would have been much more interesting, but Panthers were panthering last weekend, so they didn't. I would like to see them win because it is another division rivalry. I want them to win for Wilkes, too, if there's any hope at all, but I don't know. I think that they actually will come out with a win this weekend.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It kind of screws up draft position a little bit, but who cares? I never care about that. But I do think that the show for Steve Wilkes will matter.
Yeah.
Keep pounding.
Exactly.
All right. Now to games with some meaning. The Patriots are in Buffalo. I don't know how the Bills' preparation has gone. I'm sure it has not been fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it. They haven't been playing great football anyway.
No.
This is the way for the Patriots to get into the playoffs. The Patriots are not good, but they have gotten better. Much to my own dismay, they have gotten better, and they still have a great world-class head coach.
They do.
I think the Patriots are going to go to Buffalo and win that game.
I could see that. But Buffalo does have, now that, you know, Hamlin's getting better, they do have that, like, win it for Hamlin kind of mentality.
But what happens if they don't win it?
I know. Yeah.
What does that mean? We didn't like him anyway?
Yeah. They could always just say, well, we were, you know, it was a tough week.
It has been a tough week.
They're good either way. They lose, it's a tough week. They win for Hamlin.
Look, I'd love to see him win, but I think the Patriots are going to go there and get the job done.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to another game. Cleveland is at Pittsburgh. Do you know how many times Mike Tomlin has finished with a losing record as head coach of the Steelers, Victoria?
Never.
Zero.
Yeah.
It ain't happening again this year.
No.
They are going to beat the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns are a tire fire.
They are.
Or as I've heard Joe Giglio say this, and Joe's going to come in here late at the end of the hour, I believe. Karma.
Yeah.
Right? A little karma for you.
Football karma.
So, yeah, Steelers are going to win. Steelers are still alive.
Yeah.
If the Steelers win, the Dolphins and Patriots both lose, Pittsburgh gets to play a playoff game.
Wow. Didn't think you'd be saying that at the beginning of the season.
Nope. Forget about the beginning of the season. Yeah. 3 weeks ago.
Right.
I thought they had no chance 3 weeks ago.
Now look at them.
Exactly. All right, let's go to the, actually, 5 seconds on Tennessee at Jacksonville.
Okay.
Tennessee is playing a quarterback they didn't start the season with, Josh Dobbs. He did play at Tennessee, though, didn't he?
He did.
Right? So he's familiar with the state. He knows where all the good Shoneys are. And Jacksonville is actually looking like a competent outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Jacksonville wins this game because something tells me that they won't, but they're well coached. Doug Peterson knows what he's doing. I think Jacksonville wins, but I think this is going to be a close, very close game.
Oh, okay. All right.
And by the way, that game will, if you are in Raleigh, the game will be on 620, on Buzz 620. So there you go. We have that on the other radio station. Next game in the NFC, we have the Giants at the Eagles. Jalen Hurts is, I'm using air quotes here, trending mm-hmm. towards playing.
Oh.
In other words, trending towards risking further injury by playing him so they get the bye week.
I don't think that's smart.
Well, probably not. But the Eagles are also risking being the 5 seed and getting basically no playoff games at home.
Yeah, and we know how that's worked out for them in the past.
They are in a tough spot. The problem is they realize that, you know, Gardner Minshew ain't all that. And even though the Giants can't improve their position, Giants-Eagles is a rivalry, and they know they're playing next week anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Giants just going to come in loaded.
Yeah.
So
I could see that.
Fingers crossed for the Eagles.
Another team that up and down, up and down. Where are they going? What are we doing?
I mean, good luck. Good luck, Philadelphia. moving on to Dallas at Washington.
Oh,
it's the Sam Howell game. That's another game that we're going to have on Buzz 620. Again, if you're in Raleigh and you want to listen to Sam Howell's debut for Washington, he's going to be the starter. I would love to be optimistic about this. Dallas can still be the one seed.
Mm. Wow.
But wait, does Dallas have to win this game? Oh, yes?
About that.
Who has faith in the Dallas Cowboys? Who has faith in Mike McCarthy?
Cowboy fans.
Not even, no. Those people definitely don't have faith in the Cowboys.
Some of them,
right?
I guess.
They definitely don't have faith in the Cowboys. They know.
Yeah.
It's like asking a Jets fan or a Mets fan if they have faith in their team. I'm like, wait a second. We've watched them play
right
for 50 years.
I know some Cowboys fans, though, in it to win it, whether it's garbage or not.
Unbelievable. All right, let's get to at least three college basketball games. Notre Dame at North Carolina at 11:30.
Ooh, a brunch game?
I mean, seriously, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
I realize it ain't that different than noon. It just seems weird.
When you still have the a.m. portion,
yeah.
It doesn't feel right.
It just seems very weird. Why are we doing to
instead
fit a
instead of beer, you have mimosas at this game.
North Carolina, instead of wine.
Yeah, pinkies out.
I apologize for that. It's so cliche. It's terrible.
It'll be in the mentions next.
North Carolina will probably win this game, but it will be closer than their fans want because that's what they're doing right now. So there you go. Yeah, Carolina won that game. Not a big deal. All right, blow it up. Let's move on to see if we can get two more games in here in less than a minute. Less than 2 minutes. Duke is at Boston College.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee. Of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles and no latte's worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Did you know Nissan EVs have traveled 8 billion miles? Just a quick trip to Pluto and back. And what did we learn along the way? Well, that an EV can take on the world, like the Nissan Leaf. It can move racing forward. And take your breath away, like the all-new Nissan Ariya. We learned to make EVs that electrify. 8 billion miles driven by Leaf owners globally since 2010. Ariya not yet available for purchase. Expected availability late fall. Subject to change.
This game is at 1. What could go wrong with a Duke team on the road in conference play?
It's that famous last words.
What could go wrong? Nothing could go wrong. Are they not fantastic? On the road against teams that were picked to finish near the bottom of the league in ACC play?
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look, just advice. Don't lose the game. Just don't lose the game.
It's a good idea.
But honestly, better advice is just go play the game.
Mm-hmm.
They have to somehow forget that they're Duke, right? Just forget that. Don't play with the pressure of whatever it is to play for that school. Go play a basketball game.
Yeah, as a basketball player.
They were completely outclassed by NC State in terms of level of play. And I think part of that was, most of it was NC State being great. But part of it was also, I think, Duke's feeling a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a lot of players who were thought to be great players. Finally, last one. State. At Virginia Tech, I wish one thing for the Wolfpack. It's it. It's not even a win. It's just go compete. Because yesterday, or was it 2 days ago now?
2 days.
2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was yesterday. The game was Wednesday night, right?
I don't know what day it is.
I thought the game was Wednesday. I don't remember either. We talked about the responsibility of winning.
Mm-hmm.
I think State has proven that they have enough to win games, legitimately win and beat good teams.
Yeah.
So now the responsibility is to put that effort every game, and then let it, wherever they fall, they fall. Go compete at the Castle. I think Virginia Tech's really good, but give yourself a chance.
Yeah.
All we can ask.
We know that you can do it, so go do it.
All right.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.